It's the Squizzy Show. We just set the mic up and we go. What's this episode about, man? We don't even know. And maybe we just might have some topics to say, but chances are that's a no, we'll do the show anyway.
We begin this story back in 2003, where a hardcore nerd meets a geek named James. They played and played TSC till they got bored and got busy on the internet making a show called Squizzy.
It's Squizzy, S-Q-N the Izzy, recording it down straight from his dad Izzy.
Cause it's our show. No one really knows what it's about. They scream and they rave and sometimes shout. They seem racist and they're sometimes loud, but they make you laugh till you cover your mouth.
Izzy coming at you like a dog with rabies. Attacks the nearest girl and gives you some babies. SQ hasn't quite gotten it down with the ladies, but he would do anything just to give us ratings.
Cause they're witty and they're funny and they never really seem to need any sort of fan support, you see. Because the show is just about their lives and the average everyday things that happen to you.
And me.
Hey Gene.
Hey man, what's up?
Do you like our show?
I listen to it all the day.
I love the show.
It's so
amazing.
Good.
It's
so
amazing.
Great.
I can't. If I had nothing to listen to, I would listen to the Squizzy Show all
day. I listen
day.
To it when I'm in the shower, when I'm making dinner, every single waking
Squizzy
moment.
Show. What do you need to know show. About the show? Well, they're racist and complacent about some things that make you cringe. They sometimes laugh when they pass wind, but it's all in fun. They don't mean it.
And all of you give your props to Hacker Media. It costs us a little, but it's free to you.
So sit back and enjoy the show, because
here
we go. Comments,
bitches.
Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Yeah. I like the Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. This is our show.
Can you
like a show? This is the show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show.
Squizzy
Go. Squizzy, come on, Squizzy. UT crazy.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you had a song like this? But you don't, cause you're just a little bitch.
Oh, God. Hey, guys. It's another episode of Squizzy.
Squizzy 17, Isaiah and Gene here with you, as always, for another episode of Squizzy Radio.
Yeah, good to be back, as always. First thing that I think we need to hit on, wasn't planning on doing any Nextbox talk, but coincidentally, right before we started to do the show, I checked Hacker Media. Only to stumble across the first episode of Nextbox TV. Now, you'd think maybe some people would get a little excited, but no one will get excited for this, because the radio show is already so bad. How good can an episode of a video of these people be? And, Gene, what's your first thoughts on Nextbox TV? What comes to mind?
Well, it opened up with a lot of promise. It had the nice little intro thing with the text, and it said Nextbox Radio, and that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, by excited, I of course mean, you know, wanted to slit my throat as soon as it was over.
And that's exciting.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
that feeling only amplified as the show went on. Now,
yeah.
Let's sum up the show. How long do you think it was? Maybe 25 minutes?
Not even that. 15-20 minutes.
We'll say 15-20 minutes of them simply playing the Xbox.
I think
probably for the first three-fourths of the show.
The entire... See, what I at least my smallest expectations were that it would say the Nextbox TV logo, and it would be UT Crazy and T Primex sitting down or something, looking at the camera saying, "Hi, welcome to the first episode of Nextbox TV. Here's this and this. I'm UT Primex. I'm UT." No, none of that happened whatsoever. What happened was logo, two guys playing the Xbox who never introduced themselves. Probably one of the most annoying Xbox Live players I've ever seen. And these are the people that you hate on Xbox Live. The people that are just like, "You like that? You like that?" And they're speaking into the mic the entire time, and there are mature people going, "Would you please shut the hell up?" all in the background. And whoever it is, we never found out who's playing the Xbox and who's filming.
I think
T Primex playing.
Yeah, UT Crazy was the one filming. I think T Primex was the one playing. But realistically, I think the thing that they didn't think of when they decided to make a TV show is we don't want to see the faces behind those voices. We really don't. Yeah. Those voices are bad enough. Yeah. The fact that we now have faces to associate with them, it's almost unbearable.
I can't imagine what they were thinking, 'cause it wasn't any sort of show until about the last 5 minutes. Okay, well, first of all, 15 minutes of them, kid you not, do not waste your time downloading this. Do not waste the bandwidth to download this. It is them playing the Xbox. They're not talking about playing the Xbox. They're not talking about what they're doing on Halo 2. Someone's playing Halo 2. They say some incomprehensible things. And then it skips to UT Crazy talking about the Nintendo DS, which has been out for a long time. He's just showing you the Nintendo DS. He's not showing you anything cool you can do with it. He's not showing you how to hack it, how to mod it. He's not showing you an import game that you may not have seen before. He says, "Look at the buttons. It has buttons, and then there's the screen which you touch. We touch it like so. And here's the game, which you can also use the buttons. Forget the buttons and the screen, and you move. And you move, and then here's... And you turn it, and here's the buttons. And, you know, more things like that happen." Oh.
But we did get an in-depth look at the D-pad for, I'd say, a good minute. We got to see all four directions, the up, the left, the down, and the right.
If I hadn't have seen that, I would have never known. I couldn't have imagined there being such a thing as a D-pad.
I've never seen it before.
But what we didn't see was an analog stick.
Yeah.
If he had like modded it with an analog stick or something cool. Nothing good about this. Nothing good about an Xbox TV. Not one thing. Not even the effort put in to releasing it onto the site.
I think it's actually costing Hacker Media, that tiny post of bandwidth, the text, it's actually too much of a price for Hacker Media to pay.
Yeah.
To host this.
I think this is a fireable offense.
It almost is.
They need to at least be written up. I think Kizzle would not be doing Hacker Media fans justice by allowing this type of behavior to go unnoticed.
I agree. I think that Kizzle should definitely sit down and talk with these guys, say what's acceptable on Hacker Media and what's not. I think they've already been pushing the envelope with, you know, their shit show.
Yeah.
But now that they've really expanded into something
video.
You can... Yeah.
No effort. No intro.
Just terrible.
Just terrible. Just terrible. No effort whatsoever. I'm ashamed. I was walking, like, down the road, like you do, and I think that I actually heard some people say, "Hacker Media? Yeah, I went to that site one time. First thing I went to was this so-called Nextbox. Yeah, now it's more like Crapper Media. I didn't even listen to the Squizzy Show or even, you know, see any of the other posts. The first thing I did was go to Nextbox." So Kizzle, we need you to realize that this may be happening. People see a name like Nextbox, which is a pretty good name.
It's a good name. It's a clever name.
It is clever. And they might click that over the Squizzy Show, which sounds kind of weird.
Yeah.
And they might download a Nextbox episode, and you're actually losing fans.
We almost took the Squizzy Show off the Hacker Media Network because of this post. We just didn't want our name,
right.
You know,
I don't
something
think
of quality
wants
to
that.
Be associated with this show. It just
Indeed.
Couldn't happen. Just couldn't happen.
All right. All right. So just don't watch that and listen to more Squizzy.
Yeah, go ahead and listen to more Squizzy. That's really the
there
only
will
cure.
Eventually be a Squizzy TV.
Uh-huh.
The reason we haven't released one yet is because we'd like to get to the level of actually taking up enough of Hacker Media's bandwidth to make it worthwhile. You know, we're not just going to release a crap home video of us playing Xbox games. It's gonna be awesome beyond human comprehension.
It is going to be good.
Easily.
We're gonna plan for it. We're going to write it. We're going to produce it to a level that you would expect the Squizzy Show to be done on.
Exactly. So that's that.
I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah, don't want to soil my mouth with it anymore.
It was really clouding my mind. I'm really glad that we got that message out. The more you know, Hacker Media Public.
Boom, 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 boom.
Rainbow.
Yeah. So there's some interesting stuff going on right now with me. So the personal part of the show. I may be moving from GameStop to GameStop's competitor, EB Games.
Now, I'm interested that you're talking about this on the show, because I know that a couple people, at least, from the company, are semi-regular listeners.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you think that this is going to work?
Well, my thinking is that basically I could give a rat's ass, because I don't even really want to work there anymore to begin with, because of some of the recent events that have occurred. Not recent events, but build up. It's kind of like when you eat a lot of cholesterol, you know, and you get build up that blocks your arteries.
Okay.
Well, me working at GameStop for 3 years has slowly started to block my ability to enjoy working at a game store because of corporate cholesterol.
Okay.
See,
so, I like that.
To break it down, what happened recently was when you work in retail, you have a district manager, and every once in a while, the district manager will audit your store, which means he comes in, takes your clothes off, pulls down his pants, and lays a steamy loaf on your face. No matter how good you do, no matter how hard you try and how perfect your store is, there will be something wrong with your store. And I've come to the conclusion that why they do this is to break your soul. Boom, 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 boom. So, slowly, they try and, like, degrade your soul and make you feel like less of a person. They make you feel like you're not doing a good job, so that you worry about your job, so that you do more of exactly what they want you to do. And I'm pretty sick of it after 3 years. So I'm ready to go somewhere else.
Ready to move on.
Is it my phone? Oh, it's just John.
Alright.
That my phone was ringing. I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize.
Isaiah got a call, much like he does in every single show we've ever had. Ironic that GameStop would actually call right now as we we talk
about it
so poorly.
Yeah, so I spent the entirety of... See, what happens was he came in yesterday, audited, made some really rude comments to my assistant manager.
Do you want to go into that?
Well, okay, first of all, my store is next to perfect. I kid you not. Everything that corporate wants is done. So he comes in and he finds a couple things that weren't done. Like very small things that do not affect my business.
All right.
And
explain that. What kind of things? Just paint a picture.
So they give you marketing kits what you do, and you put up, and you arrange the store how they want it. That was done, and stuff like that. There's a thing that is in your... You have a red... What we call the red book. It's a book where you log your transactions, you write down the totals every night from reserves and Game Informer subscriptions and used sales, trade-ins, all that good stuff. And in the red book, there's a thing called the transaction verification log. And what this is you go back to one of your refunds or trade-ins from a previous day, and you call the person and ask them if they did in fact trade or return something. You have to do this every day.
Really?
They want you to call the person and be like, "Hi, did so and so actually trade this in?"
Really?
And the reason it's never done is because it's completely worthless. Because people are always A, confused, or B, just like, "Yeah, we did. Okay. That was it. Bye." Click. And we have to write down that we did this. And we don't do it because we don't want to. And he reams us on this. But see, the thing is, in my store is currently doing better than it's ever done. It's making more money than it ever has. It's getting more reserves, more trades, more used sales, everything that actually counts. And they can't look past that and just... They can't look past you not doing the transaction verification log, even though it is absolutely not affecting your business in the slightest. They will not look past it. They refuse to.
Now, what's the idea behind this verification log? What is that supposed to do?
For the company? No one knows. They never tell us. They just tell us to do it. I literally think it's a bullying tool because they know no one's going to do it. And if your store is perfect, it's the only thing they can catch you on.
You think?
Yeah, because the thing that sparked this was I sent him an email because he wanted to transfer my assistant manager to a store that was far away. Literally an hour away from where he lives. And I, you know, thinking that I might actually know what would be good for my assistant manager, sent him an email giving him different suggestions and options on some other places that he could go to. And lo and behold, the next day, while I'm not at work, he goes and does an LP audit and reams my store. And he's going to come back and ream me about it. And the reason behind this is every time that you think that you actually have a good idea or something, they will come in, audit you, and make you feel like crap, to make sure that you don't feel like you actually have any power.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing, and this happens in almost all of retail. They use scare tactics like that because if you're not worried about your job. If you're not in a state of fear about losing your job, then you can't be doing a good job, they think. They think that anybody that's secure in their job mustn't be doing a good job. Even if you are doing a good job, it doesn't matter.
It's interesting.
Yeah. It's horrible. It's Nazi.
It is Nazi.
And Jewish.
At the same time.
Nazi-Jewish.
Jewazi. You want to go with that?
Okay. It's Juatsi. Anyway, that's my rant about...
You notice how we always make up new words? Why do we do that?
I like to.
I think it's because
I feel good.
The natural English language just can't completely describe everything that's happening in our heads, so we have to make up our own words.
It's our Negro side.
Our Negro side?
They make up new words.
Do they?
Crunk.
Yeah.
For shizzle.
That's true.
Yeah, boy! Stuff like that.
All right.
I actually have a funny story.
Okay.
A guy I work with, Romy, he's my third key, one of the managers of my store. he's half black, half white. And as you all know, a lot of Mexicans come into my store. So he looks like a Mexican, but he's actually, you know, swirly.
Okay.
So... They come in and they start speaking Spanish to him, and he's always like, no, I can't speak Spanish. So I told him, and then he learned the word for black, which is negro. And they would come in and they start talking, he would say, negro. Which I think is equivalent of like just calling them black or saying the word black.
Okay.
So I was like, Romy, if you want to be proper, you need to say "Estoy negro," which means "I'm black." And I said, if you want to be proper and get your point across, you say "Estoy negro, biatch." And he's been going with that one. It is very humorous, though. They'll come in and he'll say, "Estoy negro." And they'll be like, "Oh, yes. He is black." But it's great. He's a cool black guy because he totally despises and hates his race.
And I think we talked about that, but that's how you know that they're good.
Yeah. Any black person that likes a race is probably nice.
Complete.
Yeah. Anyway.
Lull in the show. That
what else
you guys
happened?
Have come to know and love.
So much has happened. My dad got married.
What?
Yes, yes. Yesterday. He's in Cancun now. What? On the honeymoon.
Okay. Isaiah doesn't keep me involved at all in what's going on with his dad, apparently. I recently just found out that his dad was engaged. I'd say no less than a week ago. Maybe 2 weeks. And...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the small... You know, they just went to a justice of the... You know, to a judge.
Yeah.
And they took pictures. And it was the whole... It was so small. They had the kids there.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. Took all the pictures. And, now they're in Cancun.
He wouldn't tell me this. I just don't know why
I didn't talk to you yet. I found out day before yesterday. Dad's like, "Hey, getting married tomorrow." And I'm like, "Oh, that's cool. That's cool. You want to come?" Yeah, I'll go.
Oh man, that's great.
Yeah.
Tell him congratulations mm-hmm. for
and
me.
And so now I have a step brother and sister.
Really? How are they?
More. On my mom's side, I have a step brother and sister, who are like 11 and 10.
Okay.
And now I have a stepbrother and sister who are, like, 11 and 10. It's amazing. But I might actually move... You know, I told you, I was moving in with my dad, possibly, uh-huh. for a short period of time, which the kids are very excited about.
Of course. It's Uncle Isaiah.
They've only met him, like, a few times, and they're all over me. I'm GameStop manager, you know. Got him, like, dance and stuff, so they're all into that. They're very into World of Warcraft. Very.
Cool.
The whole time we were, like, eating, we were talking about World of Warcraft, me and the kids, and it's good stuff.
It's good.
Yeah, so that's fun.
That is fun.
And, you know, I look forward to ruining their lives.
You know, when you put Isaiah in a room with such impressionable children, I think only bad things can happen. Bad for them, good for the show.
Come here, little Billy. Have you ever heard of a website called styleproject.com?
Or as Sheikh would say, someone needs to have a life experience.
You know, kids, they're going to find out someday, why not when they're 10? Okay.
Why not when they're 10? I tend to agree. Why put it off?
Get it over with.
Let's just do it now.
I think there's, in between the woman's legs at birth, there needs to be a computer screen on tubgirl.com so that the baby can strangle itself before it comes into this horrible world. The first thing it needs to see is a woman crapping on her own face. Right?
Oh, man. I like that. That sounds like medical practice. The future of medical practice right there.
I'm going to patent the technology.
I'm excited.
But maybe they could even insert a small LCD screen up through the fallopian tubes.
Get a little pre-birth.
Pre-birth, poo-eating / mutilated faces. And whoa! My girlfriend just chunked some kind of large nondescript object on my head. Alright.
I think she's in support of the idea.
Yeah. She seems to be on board. Oh, good.
It is good stuff.
So, what else? The Pope died.
The Pope did die. Oh,
he's
so
dead.
So much.
He's so, man, he was just like, he was there one day.
Next day, he's gone.
Pooping himself. Old. So old. And I'm working with the new chick, with this new bilingual girl I hired, Tanya. She was like, She's like, I'm sad that the Pope died. I was like, sad that the Pope died? How could you even be sad? The man was ancient and deteriorating. He was liquid. He couldn't even speak. People think he was making decisions? No. Everyone above him was just like, yes, I will rule the world because the Pope. He's so old.
Yeah.
He was so old. You just watch him. Did you ever see the South Park with the Pope? They call him on the phone. He's just like, oh. Like, Pope, can you help us out? Oh.
See, I don't know how people got, you know, teary and whatever. That's when the Pope was speaking, it actually sounded like he was in the process of dying right then and there.
He probably most of the time was like, kill me. I want to die.
So old.
Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
So old. The guy had first eye accounts of dinosaurs.
Yeah. He, I heard his ID was written on a block of stone. Anyway, but more interestingly is who the new pope could be.
Hmm.
There may be a black pope.
Oh my.
Yes. I kid you not.
See? Affirmative action. You guys are
Negro Pope Dog.
Negro Pope Dog. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, this is going to upset a few people.
I don't see it happening. That's like that's like as likely as a woman becoming president.
Never.
It's just amazing. But
uh-oh. Watch out. She
we have girls in the room.
Objects primed to throw.
Speaking of women, you know, they get mad, you know, because we tell them that we can tell them what to do, and they're like, we have minds of our own. Today, we were driving back from Taco Bell. We were in the left lane, going to turn left at a red light. You can't turn left at a red light.
You're not supposed to.
At a red light. I said, turn left. She just did. She's like, you told me to. And I was like, that's right. You do what you're told.
I can't believe it.
I know.
Fantastic. That's the best news I've heard all day, I think. It's good to know that they're still under our thumbs.
Yeah.
You know,
we were going to, besides the Pope, we were going to do a little talking of Terry Schiavo.
Yeah.
So something that kind of hit home with me. Normally, you know, retarded people, we...
Fair game.
We talked about giving them jobs and stuff like that. You know, we fully support the Slobies here at the Squizzy Show. But what we do not support is slowly murdering the Slobies, all right?
Yeah, I don't... There's a line, you know?
It's a line you draw.
I mean, licking up crap on a toilet, that's one thing.
It's one thing. But killing
them,
not for it. Not for it whatsoever. What? If y'all don't know what the whole deal is, there is a lady who they're considering a vegetable / you know, she can't do things on her own. And her husband, this was 10 years ago it happened. Her husband said that it was her... They had previously discussed, you know, if this ever happens to me, I want to die. So, it happens to her, and he's sticking with she wants to die.
Before we go into that, how did this actually happen?
No one knows. They say she was bulimic. There's absolutely no proof. This is all in the husband says that she was bulimic and she got an aneurysm. Now, there's also proof that whenever she went in the hospital, when she got this aneurysm, she had multiple broken bones and other things. But none of this was really a factor in whether she should live or not.
Interesting.
And what's amazing is there was virtually no investigation put into this. Basically, this guy just said, she wants to die. She was on life support. She wasn't on a breathing tube. She wasn't on an electronic heartbeat or anything like that. The only life support she had was a feeding tube, which a lot of people have, you know.
It's common.
And he was saying she's completely brain dead. let's just kill her. And the amazing thing is there's videos of her being not brain dead. Uh-huh. In fact, smiling, being very responsive whenever the mother comes in the room, smiling and hugging the mother and whatnot. But he goes to a judge and says, let me kill her. The judge says, okay.
What balls you have to actually go to a court and say, yeah.
Well, it's a mercy thing. You know, he says that she said, if this ever happened to me, I want to, which, you know, most people say. Like, I can say right now, if that ever happened, if I ever became retarded and crapped myself and stuff, I would want to die.
I'm going to hold you to it.
And I say that, but when you're in that state, I don't believe that you're actually trapped in your body, that you're like thinking. I don't think you think very much, you know. And if you have family, and she had family, her mother and father and sister and brother who wanted to take care of her, who wanted to.
Okay, now this makes it interesting. Okay, you say that her family wanted to take care of her.
Yes.
They would have gladly and openly transported her away from his care.
Yes.
So, from his point of view, it's not that he has to do this, that it's his burden. He's looking at it from a point where she would want him to.
Right. Now, the other thing is, he's, in the meantime, gotten married and had two kids.
That complicates it.
Yeah, so he did this. Some investigations started happening, you know, on how she got her aneurysms. And I think he, you know, there might have been something he was trying to cover up. I think there honestly could have been. Not that there's any evidence whatsoever, but if she had family who wanted to take care of her, why not just let it happen? And, you know, he's arguing that she wants to die. Well, you know what? She can't tell you that she wants to die anymore. We don't even know if you had the conversation before, you know, and letting her live on in this state may or may not, you know, be against her will, but if she's brain dead, then she doesn't care anyway. It's
right.
Not like she's trapped in her body. She's not thinking anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, so what's the harm in letting her family take care of it? That's what I have to say.
And I think what really paints the picture here is that this guy did get remarried.
Yes.
I mean, that really shows you what kind of person this, you know, he is. He's not loyal to his wife and in her.
So what?
In her need.
I think there's a lot more to it because, you know what? No one stepped in. None of the government stepped in. I know it was a judicial issue and everything like that, and the government shouldn't get involved. But when you're talking about a guy removing a feeding tube for 14 days and letting a woman starve to death, somebody should step in. There was all kinds
right.
of people. You know, Sean Hannity was up there. Uh-huh. Even Mel Gibson was up there, you know, because he's very, you know, into, you know, religious stuff and, like,
use your political
people's
sway.
Life. And he's very, you know, he's a very smart man. And he, you know, he was against it, and a lot of people were against it, but nobody did anything. You know, I think this is a conspiracy.
It feels like it. It kind of really smells like it.
I think that if the American people, if the squizzy listeners, if everybody just lets it go.
All five of you.
That's right. That the government can use this situation as a way to all those people who don't have family that care about them, who are on feeding tubes and life support, why not just pull the plug? You know, why not? Save some tax dollars.
There wasn't enough to go on. I mean, you can't just make up a conversation mm-hmm. that happened years ago and expect that to hold up in court. You can't do it.
Why keep people alive when that money can be going towards saving trees? You know? I mean, all those tax dollars that are going on keeping people alive can easily be going to save, like, animals.
Anything.
You know, why not?
I don't know.
Animals are more important.
Than people.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
They'll run the world one day.
The thing about animals is that they're so cute and cuddly. No one likes retards. They drool on themselves.
Can't hug one.
Kitten. Retard.
So this is the thinking, and I'm not down with it.
I don't like it either. I think, I don't know, it seems fishy. It seems like there wasn't enough information,
right.
And it seems like the decision was completely unappealed by everyone,
mm-hmm.
which would suggest that there's some dirty work afoot.
Right, and it's not that I disagree with them, that happening. If there was concrete evidence, if there was, like, a living will saying that she wanted to die. And even then, if the family wants to take care of that person, let it happen. Because I don't think you're living inside like a cage, like you're fully aware in your mind and your body sitting there. I don't think you're thinking anything, you know? I think your brain is on a different level then, you know?
I think you're right.
Why are, like, Down syndrome people, they're almost always happy.
They are.
You know, they're happy, smiley, cuddly, and stuff like that. And it's not like there's a fully functional brain in there saying, let me out. Why am I acting so happy all the time? No, that's not happening, you know? So, not down with the retard murder. And if it happens again, I'm going to personally go up there and destroy somebody.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not the retard.
No.
Okay.
Stand by them.
Okay.
Whoever, you know.
The guy.
I hope it happens to him. You know, and I hope...
Sweet justice.
Yeah. Yeah, karma, baby. I'm all coming back around.
I'm sure that it will happen. I don't know. The fact that he did it with inside the confines of the law, it just sickens me.
It does. It's absolutely horrific.
I don't
know. Is this the Squizzy Show's first political issue?
I don't know. It might be. I think we did...
Relatively sure about that.
I think we did talk a little bit about politics before the election.
On a Squizzy Show note, the other day, I had... You know how you have, like, double yolkers? Like, what? In eggs? Like, you'll open an egg what? And there'll be two yolks inside?
Never happened to me.
Happened two times.
Really?
To John and Tara. Out of one carton of eggs. They opened two eggs. Two of them were double yolkers.
Huh.
But I had...
Genetically modified much?
I had a double pooper the other day. What? Two in one.
What?
It
what?
Was amazing. I have no idea how it happened, but... you know, so you poo once...
Okay.
And you think you're done? Wasn't done.
Happened again.
Happened right afterwards. And it was just as large.
Now, what happened? Did you pull up the pants, flush, wash your hands, and then go back?
No. I was sitting there, and I was done, reaching for the paper. And
wait a minute.
You know, and then, you know, there's the...
there could
there's
be
the follow-up. There's the follow-up droplets every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
But no, this wasn't a follow-up drop.
It's a full.
It was a follow-up poo.
Well, on a poo note, just the other day, I had a double-wide poo that actually looked like a double-barreled shotgun.
So, like, two turds next to each other, simultaneous?
Stuck together like Siamese turds.
That's amazing. Were they fully connected, or was it like...
No,
conjoined at the head.
No, they the whole way down.
Wow.
Like a well.
Did it hurt?
It didn't hurt.
Seems kind of stretchy.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. All right.
It didn't hurt, though.
Good.
For reasons unknown.
Yeah, unknown. More like known. Oh. All right. What else?
I don't know.
Intense.
I can't.
Intense issues. Squizzy Show.
This is what you get.
It's what you get.
You
get
don't,
quality.
You don't get us playing
quantity.
Xbox. That's right. What you don't get.
You don't get us talking for 30 minutes plus about 5-year-old video game systems, a.k.a. last episode of Nextbox. Get quality.
You do get quality.
Get retard talk. You get racist comments, you get political issues, you get poo.
What would the show be without the poo?
Nothing. This show was founded on it, as we've stated before. Founded on the poo.
It is.
All right. Come up with some, Gene, man. I've been, like, talking my ass off.
I don't know, man. I'm feeling pretty good about this show. This
okay.
almost seems like a good
Always.
Like a good point.
Yeah. I like this. Issues.
Issues.
Topics. That's right.
Well, I'm feeling good if you're ready to spudoinkle it out, unless you have a little bit more. I don't think there's really anything else.
I think we're good. I don't think we should ruin it by doing our rattling. Huh?
We do need to answer a question. We have not answered any Squizzy questions.
Did we have a question?
I don't think that we did. Have a question.
We didn't have very many comments last time, but...
Well, we had, I think...
From the same people. I still don't think any new people listen to this show, but you know what?
We had eight
or
nine.
At least make it good for those people that do.
There we go, down there at the bottom.
Eight of them. Yippee-doo. We had UT, Crazy, Kizzle, Tocta, Conte, T-Primex, Jonathan. Oh, Jonathan, one of the foos, the biggest squizzy listeners, said that we should make an Alvin movie.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Izzy, an Alvin movie will be a huge hit on Hackamedia if you make one. You should just go to the store and get a video of... Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay. As some of you may know, the Foos are the biggest Squizzy fans out there. And if there are any bigger ones, then we need to hear from you. But these guys know everything about the Squizzy. And they all came up to my store, and I hadn't seen them in months because I moved stores and they didn't know where I was at. So the first thing that happens is Alvin, who we've talked about before on the show, runs up, gives me like a big hug. We end up like, I'm like walking around and all out of nowhere, he jumps me. And this is like full on body slam, biting, attacking. I'm like, what's going on, little Alvin? Pick him up, body slam, stomp on his face. And it's all on camera at my store. There is nothing as glorious. So
we need
if
to
I
get,
could somehow get a hold
yeah,
of
we
that,
need to
I
get
would
a
put
hold
it on
of
the
those.
Site and it would be fantastic.
What's company policy about that?
I don't know how I would... it's not on a videotape. It's like it records it on a hard drive.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there any way you could sort of jack into it with, like, a laptop or...
There's a way.
Suck it off.
Probably very against rules.
You know what,
not
dude?
That I care. Yeah. Because I'm not going to be there much longer. You know, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Assholes.
We're going to get that. We're going to get that tape. Before you're gone, we're getting that tape.
All right. I'm going to try to. I don't remember what day it was on. But anyway, once again... this is a Squizzy show. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves today.
We
will continue providing with quality Squizzy content.
Before we wrap down there, I do want to do the number guessing game that we have.
Okay. I'm going to put us at 41 and a half minutes.
41 and a half minutes. I'm going to go with 41. Actually, no, I'm going to go with 42.05.
42.05? Okay, well, I won last time, by the way. I was closer.
You were closer.
Yeah. So, thanks for listening, guys. This is Izzy for Squizzy saying Spadoinkle.
All right, this is Gene, and we want to just Spadoinkle this out.
Spadoinkle.
So Spadoinkle it.
Spadoinkle.
Spadoinkle.